One of the witnesses scheduled to testify at Samuel Alito's confirmation hearings is Kate Michelman. She was the longtime president of the abortion rights organization NARAL Pro-Choice America, and she's also the author of the new book, With Liberty and Justice for All, A Life Spent Protecting the Right to Choose. And Kate Michelman joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madeline. I'm delighted to be with you.
You are scheduled to testify before the committee, and have you prepared your comments? What will you be saying?
I have prepared my comments, and what I'm going to do, as I do in my book, is to start with my personal story of a woman in 1969 who faced a very difficult decision about whether or not to have an abortion after my husband had abandoned me and my three little girls, and I decided to have an abortion. It was illegal, and I went through a humiliating and degrading process to try and avoid the back alleys, which scared me to death, being a mother of three. And then talk about Judge Alito's long record and why American women, but all Americans, need to be deeply concerned about how he approaches the law, how differently he will approach the law from Justice O'Connor, whose seat he will be taking if he is confirmed, and why Americans need to be concerned that Judge Alito will not protect our right to personal privacy, whether it's the right of women to make reproductive choices or the right of Americans, frankly, to be free from just unwarranted governmental intrusion into our lives.
Yesterday, Judge Alito said that Roe v. Wade must be treated with respect because it has been reaffirmed by the High Court several times. So does that indicate to you that he would be unwilling to vote to overturn it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't reassure me at all, Judge Alito's answers. In fact, I think he has taken great pains to He says he is respectful of precedent, meaning prior decisions by the court. But then Justice Thomas said that, too. Justice Thomas also said he had an open mind. And then Justice Thomas has been on the court all these years, using every opportunity at his disposal to undo these fundamental rights of women. And so, no.
Can you give me an example of where you think that he will be willing to overreach into the right to privacy?
Well, let's look at Justice O'Connor's opinion in the 2000 case, Nebraska case, where she was the decisive vote protecting a woman's right to reproductive health and choice. It was a case that criminalized many abortion procedures. And it was a law that did not even make an exception to that criminalization for protecting or for when a woman's health was at risk. It had a narrow exception for a woman's life at risk. But in terms of a doctor's ability to, you know, to respond to a woman's health and problems of health, the law did not apply. I mean, the law did not make that exception. And she said that a woman's health has to be paramount, and there can be no law that risks a woman's health, that the government cannot take the lives of, and the health of women lightly. And so she was the fifth vote to strike down that law as unconstitutional. I think Judge Alito, who will be faced with a very similar case that's working its way to the Supreme Court now, and that is the law that the President of the United States signed a while ago, that criminalized for the very first time on a federal level, that banned abortion. And it also does not protect women's health. And will a Judge Alito decide that, as Justice O'Connor did, that that law is unconstitutional in that it does threaten the health of women? And I think that Judge Alito is certainly far to the right of Justice O'Connor on many of these important issues, whether they're reproductive privacy or sex discrimination issues or privacy generally, personal privacy of Americans. I think he is far to the right.
Kate Michelman will be testifying before the Senate committee in the Alito hearings. She's the former president of the abortion rights organization NARAL Pro-Choice America, and her new book is called With Liberty and Justice for All, A Life Spent Protecting the Right to Choose. Kate Michelman, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Madeline. Thank you so much for asking me.